A kettle that was cooked with a thick clay or with a thin clay, hanogea b'chaymer tamei u'b'charaset tar. If the kettle becomes tamei and it was coated with chaymer, a thick clay, something that touches that chaymer, the coating, would become tamei. And this chaymer, the thick clay, and therefore sticks very well to the mecham, and it's considered part of the mecham. So when the mecham becomes tamei, the chaymer is also tamei. So something that touches the chaymer would become tamei. But if the mecham was coated with charaset, a thin clay, then that charaset would be tahar. Even if the mecham becomes tamei, the charaset is tahar, and therefore something that touches the charaset would not become tamei. The reason being is the charaset, since it's so thin, does not stick well to the mecham and starts peeling off, so therefore it's not considered part of the kli. And if the mecham becomes tamei, the charaset is tahar. Kumkum shenike ba'aso b'zevis. Rabbi Yosi matar she'eni yachol lekabel es hachamin kitzayin. A kumkum is an urn that it got a hole, and the hole was repaired with pitch. Rabbi Yosi holds that it's still tar. It's not makabel tumah, even though it's been repaired, because the pitch cannot be makabel chame kitzayne, meaning to say that the pitch would not hold up to hot water, so therefore the kumkum, which is used for hot water, can no longer be used for hot water, since the pitch would melt away with the hot water. So therefore, even though it was repaired, that repair did not restore it to its original use. So when the kumkum got a hole in it and no longer was makabel tumah, repairing it with zevet would not help, and it still would not be makabel tumah unless it's repaired with something that would restore it to its original use, that it could be used for hot water. B'chein hayoymer b'klei zevet. Rabbi Yosi said the same about kalim that are coated with pitch. Kina chayshes hazavstan tahir. A copper kli that is used for hot water, that it was coated with pitch, that pitch is tar. If the pitch does not stand up to heat, the pitch would melt away. So that pitch is not considered part of the kli. So if the kli nechayshu becomes tamei, the pitch is tahar, and something that touches the pitch would not be makabel tumah. Ben liyayin tmei. But if the kli nechayshu is used for wine, for cold liquids, not for hot, so then if it's coated with pitch, and the kli nechayshu becomes tamei, the pitch also is tamei, and something that touches the pitch would be tamei. And since the pitch is going to stay on the kli nechayshu, this is not used for hot water, so it's considered part of the kli. And if the kli nechayshu becomes tamei, the pitch is also tamei. A chavet that got a hole in it, and it was repaired with pitch, but more pitch was put on it than was necessary. In the event that the chavet becomes tamei, the pitch that was needed in the repair of the hole is considered part of the chavet, and therefore that part of the pitch becomes tamei, just like the chavet, and something that touches that pitch would become tamei. But the part of the pitch that was not necessary to repair the hall, the pitch that was spread over the part of the chavet that did not have a hall, that is tar, that's not considered part of the chavet. So even though the chavet became tamei, that pitch is tar, and something that touches that pitch would not become tamei. Zevesh anat va'ala chavet, hanogea ba tar. Pitch that dripped on a chavet. If the chavet becomes tamei, something that touches the pitch would be tar. That pitch is not considered part of the chavet, since it was not intentionally put on the chavet, it only dripped on the chavet, and therefore, even though the chavet is tamei, the pitch is tar. Mashbe shel eitz u'shel cheretz shepakeko bizevet. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mitamei. A funnel that is made out of wood or earthenware, and a funnel is not makabel tumah, since it doesn't hold any liquid, the liquids go right through. But this funnel was sealed with pitch. The small hole of the funnel was sealed with pitch. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, in such a case, the funnel is makabel tumah, since it now holds the liquids that are put in it. Rabbi Akiva mitame bishel eitz umitaher bishel cheres. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If the funnel is made out of eitz and was sealed with pitch, it is makabel tumah, since in such a case the seal holds. As a funnel that is made out of eitz that is sealed with zevet, that seal sticks on very well, and therefore is considered a permanent seal on his makabel tumah. But if mitar b'shel cheres, if the funnel is made out of earthenware and sealed with zevet, with such a funnel the seal does not stay on very well and eventually peels off, so therefore it's considered an impermanent seal, and it's still not makabel tumah. Rabbi Yosi mitar b'shneim. Rabbi Yosi's mitar both by a funnel made out of cheres and a funnel made out of eitz that is sealed with zevet, it's still not makabel tumah. The reason is, since often the person will take off the seal in order to use the funnel for its original use to funnel liquid through it, So this seal is considered impermanent, and therefore it's still considered like a regular funnel that is not makabel tumah.